Yaelim chapter 28, Mishnah 2. Pachos mishlosh al shlosh sheskino lefok bo es hamerchatz. If it's less than 3 by 3 tvachim, and he adapted it to plug into a drain hole of a bath. So that's what he changes it. The ner, so?
It's got a use.
It's got a use, but it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like a very kind of insignificant kind of thing he's using it for now. Well, the narbo es hakadeira, or he uses it to stir a pot, meaning to like hold the pot while he stirs, as a kind of, you know, protect his hands. The kanachbo es harechayim, his gloves, right? Or he uses it to wipe off a millstone. So those are the three cases. Now, what's important about these three cases he brings over here is that it's, as we said, it's like an insignificant function. It's not being used anymore for something which is significant. It's a much lower function. And says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, we'll see now three machlokas. First opinion, bain muchan, bain sha'inu muchan, whether it is at hand or whether it's not at hand. We'll see now what this means. Tama devar Rebbi Elezer. Rebbi Elezer says it is still susceptible to impurity. We'll explain now what it means at hand or not at hand. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, he says, bain min amuchan, bain sha'inu min amuchan tahor. He says they are pure in any of these cases, whether they are at hand or not at hand. And Rebbe Akiva Omer, he takes the middle of the road. He says, min amuchan, if it's at hand, then it is tame, it is pure. Sha'inu min amuchan tahor. But if it's not at hand, it is pure. So there's different ways of understanding this, and he brings over in the footnote the way he's explained it over here is according to Tosfos. And according to Tosfos, what's going on is that these three things, they've been made into a use which is insignificant, but there's another factor going on, and that is that even something which has an insignificant use, but if a person puts it away nicely, let's say puts it like in his kitchen drawer, right, or puts it in the cupboard, so that shows that he's still, you know, he like wants it, it's important to him, he's keeping it or whatever, and so that would still make it susceptible to impurity, even if it's got an insignificant use, because the way he stored it shows you that it's important to him. And the other extreme is if he takes it and he throws it on the rubbish heap. So he throws it on the rubbish heap, what's he showing? That it's nothing to him, and therefore it's not susceptible to impurity. These two cases over here are intermediate cases, and that are whether he hangs it on a peg, like, you know, he hangs it on like a peg somewhere, or he throws it behind the door. He throws it behind the door. So hanging it on a peg somewhere is, we'll see now, is like a higher level of keeping. That's like a bit more like keeping it in the drawer. And throwing it behind the door, that's a bit more like throwing it on the rubbish heap, right? But they're in between cases. So Rebbe Lezer says whether it is at hand, meaning he puts it on the peg, or it's not at hand, he throws it behind the door, it's still susceptible to impurity. It's not like throwing it on a rubbish heap. It's still inside the house. And anything inside the house is still susceptible to impurity. It's not like he's discarded and taken his mind off it. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, they are pure. They are not susceptible to impurity anymore. Because putting it on the door, putting it on a peg or throwing it behind the door, it's like a secondary kind of keeping. It's not like he's properly kept it in the drawer. And therefore, it shows that his mind is off it. So that's the other extreme. And Rebbe Akiva says, no, if he hangs it on the peg, then it is susceptible to impurity because that's more like the putting it in the drawer kind of case. But throwing it on the floor behind the door, so now it's pure because that is more like throwing it on the rubbish heap. So that's the machlokas between them as to these cases, how do they fit in.